Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All this heightened level of tension at the White House comes as the president's former personal fixer, Michael Cohen, is set to be sentenced tomorrow here in Manhattan. On our newsline, Axios politics reporter Elena Treen. Elena, how has Republican leadership reacted to Michael Cohen's plea deal, and how might this impact the president?
Well, it's a really interesting contrast to see how top congressional Republicans are reacting to this Cohen news and the sentencing that was handed down from both the Mueller team as well as the Southern District of New York investigation on Friday. You can contrast that with what a lot of Democrats are saying, who are saying it leaves the president open to impeachment and possibly even indictment when he leaves office. Top congressional Republicans are dismissing it as kind of, you know, saying Michael Cohen's a liar, and that what the two filings that came out on Friday, they really only show that there's no collusion and that it's far off from there. So it's definitely interesting to see the contrast here. But from sources that I've been talking to who are close to the White House, whereas before they weren't totally concerned with what was going on with the investigations in general, they're really concerned now, especially in light of what we've seen now come out with Michael Cohen, with Paul Manafort, and Michael Flynn last week from both the Mueller investigation and the SDNY investigation.
What are your sources telling you about the president's demeanor? Is he concerned about this Cohen deal?
Well, so I think the president is, and we've seen this in his public tweets and his public comments and statements, he keeps dismissing it as well as saying Cohen's a liar and he's just trying to get a better deal for himself. But I think privately sources have said that it is starting to be a big concern of his. And we're starting to even see that with some of the politics we're seeing play out inside the White House, especially with regard to Chief of Staff John Kelly, the announcement that he'll be leaving at the end of the year. They're recognizing that this has an impact also on his 2020 reelection campaign. And I think that they're seeing all these puzzle pieces fall into place with regard to the investigation surrounding him, and that it actually could be pretty damaging as we look ahead to 2020.
Just a couple quick seconds left. How likely is a government shutdown at this point?
Given what we saw today, it seems that it could be very likely. The president has said that he'll take full responsibility for any sort of shutdown, and that he wants to have the type of border funding for the border wall specifically, and that's $5 billion. And that's just something that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi will not agree on. So it could be very likely at this point.
Elena Treen at Axios, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.